just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears.
So I'm like, talk much of everything you know.
So I think we just chill here, meet and greet. So everyone wants to meet Mika.
Man of the hour.
Can you blame us? Would you want to meet Mika? I'd want to meet Mika.
What do you think about this house as a second location?
Well, like a permanent house. It would be crazy. We were just talking about second locations with Chris.
Was he thinking about getting one soon?
Yeah. Second location is well in the conscious thought, so to speak.
Does he have a lot of places in mind?
Or? There's been a few ideas that have come up, yeah. Can't say anything. Can't say too much. Cause
that's fair.
Plans change. No exclusive.
You haven't been to Granada. Are you going to go to Granada while you're here?
Yeah, I was going to go... Because I took this long-ass flight over here. I got to stay.
You got to see it.
I was going to go to Granada for like... It was 11 days. Chris is trying to avoid me. I gotta bring it to him.
You're calling him out. Yeah. Chris, why are you not here? That if I could've led a
different life, could've led a different life. You know there's more out there, but you can't fund that yourself. Mm-hmm. And you can't be around where you want to be around. So it's like you could be 20 years old, working a shit job that you don't like, but you know that this is the trajectory that I want to go on. Like, I'm being exposed to this lifestyle now, so I'm seeing that, okay, this is how people live. Like, this is actually out there. It's real life.
It's possible. Yeah.
It's possible. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's it. Like, that's what happened for me in Morocco. Like, I wouldn't have moved to London if I didn't go to Morocco. Because I even made a video about it. Like, when I went to Morocco and I came back, I was like, this is like, there's people living here daily from Qatar, Dubai, coming here, going to the casino.
So for you,
and I was like, what the hell is going on? So I was like, I went back to Ireland and I was like, I need to get out of here.
Nah, don't worry, I'll be behind you.
Yeah, like, it shows us a different side to life. We're all from different places in life, world and the world. So some of us don't come from this type of environment. So for some of us, it's the first time being here and actually having this experience. Even for myself, and that's my first time having this experience. I would say, like, it's exposure for me. Like, this is actually out there and it's actually achievable and it's a real possibility that you can actually gain and achieve.
What are you saying, Chris? How's it going? Hey, what's up? Why are you looking so tan?
Where are you, Chris?
I'm in Granada.
Didn't make the trip. We just got so much to do. We've got all of this going on, that constant pursuit of just five-star luxury, the constant improvement in the brands. And one thing that I love most is the fact that we have members currently in Mykonos, and we've got members here, people working, people down by the pool. We're just becoming a global company that just has people everywhere, and that's only going to expand even more. So yeah, I'm just here just working on things, constantly making improvements, putting these lights in, we removed these beams. It's just a non-stop chase, and you can see in the background over there that big, I don't think I can zoom in, but that big black unit at the back is a pool heater. So yeah, for winter we're gonna have a pool heater in there, and it's gonna make this place usable all year round for 12 months, which is gonna be incredible. So guys, hope you're having a good time. Now back to the vlog that you came here to watch.
Okay, somewhere there, you go straight. When you're here, jet ski start to go fast. Inside, you can do whatever you want, it's up to you. The only thing you need to do is to keep 150 meter distance from each other.
Two blessings. Two
That was one of the best things I've done in a very, very long time. I didn't expect it to be that good. I don't know if you expected it to be that good. I've done jet skis before. Goff, on the other hand, hasn't.
No, that's my first time.
Well, how did it compare to what you expected?
I thought it was going to be a bit anticlimactic, but no, it was really good. Like, when we were just leaving like the area, it was going really slow. I didn't expect it to suddenly just like kick into action and go really quick. Yeah. Oh, shit. I'll have to do it in Bali.
I'm sure you will.
No.
Bali, so much is going to happen in Bali. It's going to be a great trip.
I can't wait. I'll probably be like, best one this year, probably.
Just tipping top this good for a cab and ice cream. I always forget about ice cream because I wasn't there.
How do you this? I've done three already. It's my first year being in a group. I've already done three trips.
It would be super sticky because rich people wouldn't want to cancel that, for one. They'd travel all over the place. And I would have for people who stay at home, they have, you know, these routines, whatever. So it's like you just give them the plan that you have, and that's kind of like, it's kind of over.
Like every client comes to you and is like, I'm going to go on holiday to Spain this year, Madrid. Like, where should I eat?
Yeah, that would be about it. But it'd be like a fully built out itinerary for them.
Like, first time, it would be like pretty difficult, I guess. But at a certain point, like if you have like the big cities.
Exactly. I could figure it out very easily. I've done it before.
Yeah.
It's like info. You know what I mean? Like, right. You get the info and then you stop paying for it. That's why it's not super sticky, so you can scale it super fast.
But it's
not scalable very well. But if you include some sort of stickiness model where you have even like community would be great with this. With this type of business,
yeah,
and also the extra services that, you know, can't really be like known. You know, they can't know exactly where to eat. It's just like, you know, extra services you tag on top.
Just to clarify, then you're obviously targeting people that are like constantly on the go.
Yeah, it would be that. So yeah, there's a lot of people that, you know, travel for business.
Yeah, I work in a hotel, so I see constantly people coming in and out. Like, we have recurring guests
that are
always coming in. Going back for like a week, back again the next time, so.
My name is Wart. I've been doing these trips since Porto, so we already have done 6 trips, and being part of this, it's just amazing. The camera setup is the Sony ZV-1. I have 3 lenses, which is 16mm to 28, 28 to 70, 70 to 100, and my drone is a Mavic 4 Pro. It costed a lot. It cleaned my bank account. This is basically a machine. It's amazing what I can do with this. I did this investment because, well, I did Porto trip, I did Crete, and I realized, okay, this is an amazing opportunity. So I will invest more on my equipment and to get better deliverables. Yeah, right now this feels like a family.
Yeah,
I'm working, but. Yeah, I don't feel like it's work, because first I like what I do and I like everyone, and everyone likes me too.
Do you think the camera captures the atmosphere of Onam?
I think so. Everyone says that they can feel the energy on the vlogs. So, I really believe so.
It's not a normal trip.
No, when we're all serious, it's like, it's really good. Like, I like it as well. Like, if we're in Granada, we're actually serious, we're killing the waste, we're talking seriously as well. Like, it's nice. But this was a very, like, fun vibe of it. Like, I've not had one on a trip like this. Like, it's just very fun, very party-based. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely want to have trips in the future where it's like, I really like talking business. Like, out there, yeah,
absolutely.
God, I was in we a flow state. I fucking...
We need that.
Well, like, one of my, like, the two main passions I have is business and, you know, the sub-skills in business, you know, just business as a whole. And then also, like, fitness stuff, like getting in shape and health. And
absolutely. Kind of
stuff. Those are my two big ones. And it's like, those are really good to be, you know, obsessed about. And I just get in a flow state when I talk about it. And like when he was like, we were sharing ideas for Yama, it's like, my God, I love that. Because it just gets your game, it gets your brain growing.
Everything, like, it's like everyone's showing ideas out and you, it's amazing.
I love that. That's one of my favorite parts of the trip. Yeah, honestly, absolutely. Like, it's like, a great idea. I love the partying, but the business like discussions, I've never really had that before. Like,